This is the 1,000th episode of Human Capital on KGVM Bozeman, Gallatin Valley Community Radio. I'm your host, J.P. Pomnikowski, the creator of Human Capital. I served 3 terms in Montana's House of Representatives and then 8 years in the Montana Senate. Before my public service career, I was a TV and radio producer, so both backgrounds have lent themselves well to KGVM's daily feature, Human Capital. The show is a top-of-the-hour news feature on KGVM, focusing on news and features of Montana government. Human Capital reports stories and features you won't hear on other stations. The show reports timely, important, and interesting stories and serves as a news brief. In its first episodes, Human Capital served as a daily update on the COVID pandemic and its effects in Montana. The show began in early 2020. From episodes in March 2020, I reported on COVID shutdowns, social distancing, school closures, and deaths from COVID in Montana and nationwide. As the pandemic worsened, stories on Human Capital included briefings from Dr. Anthony Fauci and Montana state government's actions to try to keep people healthy and safe. Social and recreational gatherings were stopped. Yellowstone and Glacier National Parks announced they would close to visitors to try to avoid people getting infected with COVID. Universities told students not to come back to campus from spring break, but to quarantine with their families instead. Tax filing extensions were granted because state offices had closed. Human Capital, in its first episodes in March 2020, gave daily information about hand washing and wearing face masks and about local whiskey distilleries converting their production to making hand sanitizer. As the pandemic worsened, Human Capital reported on closures of public spaces, on COVID hospitalizations and deaths, and on COVID testing, and also the support that people showed for medical staff. Remember going outside and howling each night at 8 p.m.? In following months, Human Capital reported on the reopening of schools and offices and on advances in public health, including where Montanans could get COVID vaccines. As the pandemic eased and all of us emerged from a worldwide health crisis, I reported from my last legislative session in 2021. The session was infamous for subjecting staff, citizens, and legislators to COVID because public health protocols were not followed for in-person hearings at the state capitol. People contracted COVID. Each day, I reported on Human Capital about bills before the legislature and public policy on everything from property taxes to women's rights to speed limits, trying to explain the issues and make the information more easily accessible and understood. Human Capital has evolved from its early days to include stories on our social and economic recovery and stories of interest. Each day you can hear the news and features that I curate, pieces on Montana's people and places, wilderness, wildlife, work and recreation, events and happenings. I'm particularly proud to highlight and elevate stories that you won't hear elsewhere. I think it's a unique perspective and important service that my show, Human Capital, provides. I cover events like the January 6, 2021 insurrection on our nation's capital and the Montanans who participated and were later charged and convicted, and the U.S. Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade at the national level, but the protection of women's rights in Montana in our state constitution. Regionally, Human Capital reports on federal programs that help Montana, like renewable energy projects to put solar power on Montana ranches, and coverage of the Yellowstone River floods from last year that destroyed homes, roads, bridges, and water systems, and stranded visitors and isolated communities in Yellowstone National Park. But Human Capital reports fun and interesting pieces too, like Montanans producing maple syrup from maple trees in Missoula and Billings, and a Tesla electric car charging from a public power pole in Little Ekalaka, Montana. About Pabu, the red panda at Zoo Montana in Billings, making his Super Bowl predictions. About Montana State University's campus in Great Falls at Great Falls College, naming a new mascot, the River Otters. These first 1,000 episodes of Human Capital have been my pleasure to produce. Thursday, September 21st, 2023, marks the 1,000th episode of the show, and I'll keep going with your help. You can sponsor the show or contribute to KGVM at kgvm.org. We're an all-volunteer, nonprofit station, and we operate, and Human Capital exists, only with your support. Lastly, thank you, listeners, for being the attentive and appreciative audience for Human Capital.